We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio.com, NFL reporter, also from CBS Sports, Jason Lockenfora with us. Jason, how you doing, buddy? What's going on? Lot going on, Jason. How do you? I don't even know how you even have time to talk to us, honestly. We appreciate that.
It's just a matter of juggling a few things at once, but that's okay. We can make that happen.
Well, let's start with what's going on. You know, before we get to the Brown stuff, I'm curious. I saw there's a lot of rumors about Le'Veon Bell to the Ravens. I just saw you say you're not hearing Le'Veon Bell to the Ravens. What is the latest you're hearing with him? And do you think the fact that we don't have an official, you know, an unofficial deal with him yet means he's not getting the offers he wants?
Well, look, there was a slam dunk, you know, contract for him. This has been 2 years in the making. I mean, he was, you know, pissed about getting franchised the first time. People forget about what he walked away from, you know, in July of 2017. Then what he walks away from in all of 2018. And, you know, there's these rumblings during the season like, oh, well, he's already got a backdoor deal with somebody else. Like, he wouldn't do this, you know, unless he had, you know, a bag of cash waiting for him. Well, I'm sorry, if that was the case, right? We'd have heard about it by now.
Right, sure.
So, you know, if that was the market, I think it's established. Are there teams interested? Sure. Have they spent money in other places? Yeah. And was anybody coming in guns a-blazing saying, yeah, here's Jarvis Landry's contract, just take it. We want to pay you like the highest paid slot receiver in the history of the game. I just don't think that was ever out there for him. And I think the way this season went down and the way that locker room turned on him freaked a lot of people out. Now, saying all that, could the Jets find a place for him on their roster? Sure. Could the Raiders find a place for him on their roster? Yeah. You know, would Bruce Arians in his perfect scenario plug him in there and, you know, hey, Pittsburgh, you know, bleep you? Sure. You know, but at what price and what is he doing? And does he ultimately decide that, you know what, let me try to get to the best team I could get to for a one-year prove-it contract, you know, and whether it's 12 or whatever, take that and then try to be the guy next year. You know, the reality for him is this is, you know, I don't think he'll ever get back the money he lost in Pittsburgh, no matter how this thing turns out. And, yeah, people with the Ravens say, look, we understand that everybody in the world is connecting us to him, and it started since the combine. They were telling me then at the combine, we're being used by the agent. This is not where we're spending our money, and that's what they continue to tell me. So I'm going to trust the sources I have there who have been pretty unequivocal with me, but they're hearing it too. You know, they're like, this thing has taken on a life of its own, but trust us, we're not driving this train. So we'll see, you know, but if this was the, you know, money in the bank, the way certain people were talking about it in the middle of the season, then he's already, you know, the press conference is scheduled, the money's been counted, and he's on a plane somewhere.
We're joined by our radio.com NFL insider, Jason Lockenfora, powered by 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Jason, all right, let's get to the juicy stuff. Odell Beckham Jr., a lot of people speculating. They think he gets moved. You said it yesterday. You would not be surprised if he's traded here. What are the chances the Cleveland Browns end up with him?
If they end up getting, Williams there, the outside receiver from the Chargers, then it's probably not all that likely.
Yeah.
But you guys were playing the clip there from John Dorsey coming in, right? And he's got everybody excited and for good reason. And he's somebody who is a wheeler dealer, and he's an open-minded thinker, and he's one of these guys, you know, like a Howie Roseman, like a Bill Belichick, like a John Schneider. There's not going to be a whole lot that's going on in terms of available talent in this league that he's not going to at least kind of, you know, lick his thumb, put it up in the air, see what's going on over there, bring it back to his people, and see what makes sense. So There's a lot of time between now and the draft, and I think the draft is when, if you're talking about an Odell Beckham trade, that's the closest thing you have to a deadline, because let's be real, the Giants, you know, Eli's not playing forever. They're going to want some 2019 draft capital, not just all future draft capital, and you obviously have to use those picks before the draft. So I think it's still a little early. We're still in the first wave of free agency here, and money's being thrown around. Then you're going to have a bunch of guys who get cut because their team's got guys they didn't necessarily think they were going to get who play the same position. And then, you know, I think everyone will sit there and assess what's going on. But would I put it past the Browns? No. I mean, why would you? I mean, you get arguably the best outside receiver in the game, and that's kind of the one spot they're missing on offense. And then you look at what that would mean for everybody else. And then what they've done on defense with Richardson, and I don't think they're done on that side of the ball either. You know, that, you know, you guys know, last time I was on there, I said I thought they were the best team in the division then. And they're adding and everybody else is subtracting in the AFC North. So I think San Francisco is a team that's had a lot of internal discussions about Beckham as well and what makes sense and what doesn't and how much is too much. But the Giants are lit. Like, anytime you're that open and you're listening now two straight off seasons for offers about your best player, there's a pretty good chance at some point you're dealing him.
Are they worried, you think, Jason Gettleman, maybe, that they could have an Antonio Brown situation if he's not happy?
No, I don't think that's fair. You know, I don't think Odell has ever done anything close to that. People can talk about his leadership or if he's a me guy or a diva receiver. You can accuse him of a lot of stuff, but he hasn't gone AWOL on his team, you know, four times in 5 months like Antonio Brown did. So I don't know that those situations are congruous. I just think it's more of, we're bringing a young quarterback in here at some point. We're probably not going to be throwing the ball nearly as much as we did 2-3 years ago. We've got all this invested in a running back. I mean, Saquon Barkley's already one of the 6 or 7 highest paid running backs in the league just by virtue of how high he was picked and the way that, you know, the draft slots work. And, you know, is Shermer already at wit's end with Beckham? I'm told he is. And look, a year ago at the owners' meetings, the owner was walking around telling anybody who would listen, man, we might have to trade this guy. I don't know whether, you know, or what are we going to do? Like, are we going to extend him? I mean, he's ruminating publicly about Odell Beckham, and does he have a future here? And then this year was rocky. So you put all that together, plus the value. I mean, 2 ones went for Jay Cutler, right? 2 ones went for Keyshawn Johnson. 2 ones went for Roy Williams back in the day. 2 ones plus something for Odell Beckham might be too much for the Giants to say no to. I think would be too much for the Giants to say no to.
Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports, is with us. Jason, you know, this station's been on the air, and Dustin and I have been on the air almost 8 years, and we've had you on a bunch, and you've been on all our shows a million times. The Browns have been a pathetic franchise for 20 years. It's amazing to me how quickly John Dorsey has turned this around. He's been on the job for just over a year.
Yeah.
They have a legitimate quarterback. They have a superstar pass rusher. Two great running backs now that they've added Hunt. I didn't love the signing personally, but, you know, he's a great talent. All the talent they've added, you just mentioned, you've been as hard on the Browns as I have and as anybody. And they've added all this talent. John Dorsey seems like every personnel moves he makes is the right move on the field, or almost everything he's done early. It sometimes blows my mind how quickly the Browns have gone from the biggest joke in the NFL to maybe one of the best teams in the AFC, assuming Baker Mayfield continues to progress.
Well, I mean, look, I think when the schedule comes out in probably about a month from now, right, usually mid-April, I think people at CBS might be upset because we don't have the Browns as much as we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we know we're losing them for Thursday, and we probably lose them for at least one Sunday, maybe two Sunday nights. You know what I mean? And
then
a month, like, I really think that they're going to be a team that people want to watch and that people are excited. And you just start looking at this conference, and obviously we're in the infancy of this offseason, and things can swing greatly, I guess. But, I mean, like, Kansas City's for real still, right? And the Chargers are for real, you think, as long as Rivers doesn't fall off a cliff. And New England's New England. But then after that, man,
it's wide open.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me who's got a better shot than them right now. I mean, if you could say Houston, I'll say not if that quarterback gets sacked 55 times.
Right, their O-line stinks.
You know? Like, you just start going, like, Andrew Luck, absolutely. If he stays healthy and you know, if they add some pieces on defense, like, I think the Colts are an ascending team. But, like, I don't see Murderer's Row out there.
No.
You know? I just don't. And you start playing the game of, you know, lining up the schedules week by week. I think the Browns are on the cusp of sort of becoming a national brand. And I don't want to go too crazy, and I don't want to be like Mr. Hype Train now, but there's a lot of excitement about that team.
No doubt. No doubt. It's mind-blowing. We're talking with Jason Lockett for. Let's talk about, Jason, specifically what the Browns have done in free agency. Obviously, they signed Kareem Hunt, and now they've added two defensive linemen. They signed Sheldon Richardson today. They make the trade for Olivier Vernon. I didn't love getting rid of Zeitler. Obviously, if Corbett can step in, then that trade becomes a really good trade. We'll see. What do you think of what the Browns have done so far?
I mean, it all makes sense. You know, they haven't done anything totally. You know, some of these contracts, it's just, you know, they don't have to do that stuff anymore.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, the days of we've got so many holes, so we got to overpay four or five guys 33 to 45% more than they're worth just to get them to come here, right? They're out of those dark ages. No, I mean, I think Richardson, you look at the makings of what they have up front now, and even from, you know, they go a little five deep, so you got a little rotation, and I like it. Could they add a speed linebacker or some other things to that front seven? Sure. But those guys will emerge. Look, offense, you know, I think the offensive line is pretty good and already, and I would make the trade they made to take the shot on Vernon. You can continue to draft interior offensive linemen. They're so expensive now in free agency. You're better off. There's no value there anymore in free agency, so you're better off drafting. They need an outside receiver.
Right.
You know, we'll see if they address the secondary a little bit, but they can. They're now in a position where you don't have to reach for any one position. You know, you're not desperate for a pass rusher. You're not desperate for pass catcher. You're not desperate for a quarterback. You're not desperate for a starting tackle. Are there potential upgrades? Yeah, but I think the best thing about this offseason for Dorsey, you know, and Alonzo and that whole group is that they can just be practical and pragmatic and make the best football decisions, and especially when it comes to the draft, just select the best players their eyes tell them this is the best player available, period. We don't need to cheat our board. We don't need to cheat towards a position group. We don't need to placate the owner, right? Like, this is it, man. We're rolling.
That's great. It's great points, Jason. We appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
guys.
Jason Lockett for CBS Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.